Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're 3 weeks in, and we need a seatbelt. This is seatbelt football. It's been a roller coaster. I mean, up and down, safety. I mean, good God, what didn't that have yesterday? And they escaped 60-15.
It didn't have two prolific offenses. It didn't have a team with a running game.
hey, look at that.
You want to know what else?
They're 3-0, Jack, and a 4th. There's so much to get to, but Steiny, I got to tell you, sometimes coaches have the guts of cat burglars, and sometimes coaches tuck their tail. But for the Niners on a big 4th-and-2 to go up top, Kyle, to Ricky Pearsall, and have him catch a 34-yarder, I just was not expecting that. And that helped them get a dub. They are 3-0. Steiny, this is shaping up to me. This is my biggest takeaway of the best coaching job of any manager coach in the Bay since I've been watching sports. It's early. It's But it has the – listen.
Three games?
With what you're without. And Bosa news, even if it's bad news. I'm like, okay, I got to see him without whoever. Like, that's the takeaway. That's the – tell me when Bill was missing all this. It just seems like there's a theme of this team, this man, these coaches just plug and play and wake me up when it catches up to them. And I know this is not good. I get it. Bosa goes out first quarter. But damn it, they're 3-0, and they're 3-0 missing everybody. It just youngsters step up, veterans step up. Dude, you just got in town. Kendrick Bourne stepping up. That's all. I can't ignore that. That's all, Steiny.
Yep. Very early in the season. Very early in the season.
I'm with you there.
The reality to me is that they're 3-0, and the reason they're 3-0 is because there are 5 or 6 plays every game that have determined whether they win or lose, and they've made them. They've made those plays, and last year they didn't make those plays. I don't necessarily think I don't think they necessarily played 12 great quarters of football, but every time they've needed something to happen on offense or defense, it's happened.
Yes.
And they've gotten stops when they need to have gotten stops. They've made plays when they need to make plays. At this point.
And neither am I, though. Give me that. I think I know where you're going.
Shanahan's started one of the greatest coaching jobs in the history
of the
Bay Area.
He's in the process through 3 weeks.
That's not. We're 16%
okay,
through the
but
season.
I'm saying we're talking about through 3 weeks with what they don't have at their disposal. Yet, like, I can't come in here and stylistically say, oh, this was wrong, that was wrong, and nothing's perfect. I'm just blown away what you just said. They are over. They're Martin Luther King at the right time.
And that's why I don't think I can't come in here and today.
You didn't have
think
to. I'm saying it. You don't. I'm just. You can give me your take. I'm saying it.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, you just went against it, so you do know what I'm saying. I say he's in the midst, Kyle and Robert Saleh, of one of the greatest coaching jobs in the NFL we see.
Okay, all right, fine. We're three games in.
And what's the record?
What's the record? No, see, I wanted to come in here today and praise the 49ers.
You can still do it.
No, I didn't realize we were seeing something.
You're just
historic.
A wet towel, man. No, you are.
Dude, it's
I'm giving you my thoughts on the game. You can still do what you want to do.
Okay.
Why are you so reactionary?
Because
who cares what I say? These are my thoughts.
Because your hyperbole is just crazy.
Okay, so where's yours?
They've won three really tight games. I just tried to say they've made every play that they've needed to make.
Why are you acting like it's hemorrhoids?
Because I don't think it's the time to say that.
So
today,
you don't think Kyle's doing a great job through three games with what they don't have?
I don't.
You're being a hater if you say yes.
Guru, what you just said was that Kyle Shanahan through three games is in the midst of his great...
I believe that with Robert Saleh and this young defense.
Okay.
How does that get you in a bad mood?
It doesn't get me in a bad
mood.
Well,
it seems like it.
Well, it's just hyperbole that means nothing.
Oh, so the youngsters aren't growing up right in front of your eyes?
Is this a better job than Steve Kerr?
We're not all the way done.
Right.
But
so why would you say that?
This young defense is playing their ass off.
Sure.
Am I wrong?
Okay.
I'm asking you, Michael Williams, am I wrong?
It's almost like you woke up today and say 3-0 is not good enough. I have to say something crazy, so I'll say that Kyle Shanahan.
Steiner, you're tired,
three
man.
Games,
you're just tired.
Dude,
you're just tired.
They're playing.
You
well
are
there.
Not the police of my thoughts.
God.
Share with us what you saw. I don't know why my excitement on what I'm seeing. You got to take it all the way to Canada
because you know
don't
how.
Get, dude,
you,
the team's off to a 3-0 start. They're missing everybody, and I'm giving kudos to the coaching staff through three games and this young defense. That Robert Saleh fixed it with Swiss cheese. What is so ludicrous to you about that? It's my energy. I know what it is. It's my energy.
No, it's...
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Well, if you're going to ask, then will you listen or will you talk over
me? I'm listening.
The 49ers are 3-0. They're having a great year. They've won three tight games. You know how I am about words and hyperbole. He's in the middle of the greatest coaching job in Bay Area history. I'm just gonna say, okay, if that's what you're saying, three games in, all right. I think they're doing a nice job. I think he's off to a nice start. I think McCaffrey's gritty. I think Mac Jones has done all those things. But I'm just pump the brakes on the greatest coaching job in Bay Area history.
I'm not.
Okay, you don't have to. Yeah. But then I don't have to take that seriously after three games.
Well, you don't take anything I say seriously.
I do if it makes some sense.
No,
I mean,
it does make
gracious.
Sense. I know. Are we watching a young defense grow up right before our eyes?
I don't know. We're three games into the season. They've gotten off to a good start.
So you can't give credit for what they've done.
You know what, buddy? I'm not going to say after three, you know me, Goo. Well, I'm saying,
but
I'm not ready to
pop?
Say. I can't even get a word in, Goo.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
But you're stumbling and fumbling.
888-957-9570. If you want to jump into the conversation, greatest coaching job in the history of sports, is that what we're seeing? Is that what we want to talk about? We can. I was fully ready to talk about Kyle Shanahan off to a good start. The 49ers off to a good start. But we're jumping all the way to the greatest coaching job in the history of the Bay Area. All right. They got to go 17-0 for them to do that. That's what I would say. Let's see. Let's talk about the game. Nick Bosa. Hurt.
Now, you have fun with me about that. Listen, I hope Niner fans don't come for me. And I've been thinking about this. Hopefully he doesn't miss any time. You say I'm Captain Fear, and normally I am. If somebody's hurt or going to miss time, what I'm telling you, partner, is next man up. If Bosa happens to miss some time, nobody wants him to, Steiny. But the bottom line is what I'm seeing from Robert Saleh on the defensive side of the ball and Kyle is next man up, and until I see it prevent them from being in a game and winning a game, I'm going to proceed with, it stinks, but they've been down Kittle. Bosa leaves the first quarter. Juwan Jennings didn't play. I'm just giving kudos to the Niner coaching staff and mainly the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, it's not pretty at all. It's Donnie. It's not supposed to with this injury stuff that's going on. But, man, to get out of that game yesterday after you're down after a safety, I mean, man, you're 3-0. Teams are starving for a win. Just look at your TV and all the NFL games yesterday. I'm just focused on that.
Niners go to 3-0. How good is this team?
How good do you think they are?
I think they're good. I don't think they're great.
And I don't think I said that either. I just said with what they're working with, partner, we got to give credit through 3 weeks. That's all.
If that's what you would have said, I wouldn't have reacted the way I reacted. But you said that Kyle Shanahan was in the middle of the greatest coaching job in the Bay Area that we've seen in forever. And I'm like, all right, let's just pump the brakes. Like, I can't go anywhere with that.
Yeah.
Then they're going to go 17-0.
And I didn't say 17-0. And I said through 3 weeks, I can't ignore that. Especially what Robert Saleh's doing, too, with his young defense growing right before. Upton Stout, the play of the game, to me, Stoney, there were so many plays of the game. But to make Zay Jones not catch that ball, which would have been night-night and game over, I mean, I got to give them kudos. We're watching them grow, make mistakes, all of them. But yet they get it done, and they withstand, you know what, staring down the barrel of an ale.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What was the best part of that game yesterday, 49er fans? Was it Mac Jones winning his second game? Was it the defense coming up big? They're 3-0. They lead the division. Was it the big drive? Another game-winning drive for the San Francisco 49ers. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
Pinheiro, the six-year man out of Florida, who made his San Francisco debut last week, has six game-winning field goals in his career. Last 3 years with the Carolina Panthers. Started as a soccer player in Miami before he started playing high school football as a senior. Trying to do what he's done a half dozen times before and win the game with his leg. Sweeps it. Delivers it, and San Francisco is in first place. They win it at the horn. Mac Jones steps in for Brock Purdy and delivers the drive. Pinheiro delivers the winner.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Pinheiro with the game winner. Adam Amin, Fox Sports on the call. Niners win 16-15. They're 3-0, and now we wait to hear news on Nick Bosa. Find out what's going on with Bosa. He got hurt yesterday, obviously. And we'll find out if the 49ers have to play any weeks without him.
First quarter, he gets hurt. It's just like, when does it stop, man?
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. How are we feeling about this game, 49er fans? It feels like the first couple games or the first few games last year with the Niners, they didn't make any big plays that they needed when the game was on the line. And it feels like this year, every time they've had to make a play with the game on the line, they've made it, whether it's the 4th-and-2 to Pearsall, whether it's a game-winning field goal by Pinheiro. And like, I don't feel like the 49ers have been dominant. I just feel like it's been similar to last year in that some of the games have been close and it's come down to a handful of plays. And this year they've made the handful of plays. And that's why they're 3-0 right now, because they've made all the plays that were game-winning or game-deciding plays, or at least most of them.
Yeah. I feel like you owe me an apology.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
All right, well, you do, because you're sitting here, and now you got stuck on one statement that I said. I didn't mention Super Bowl, but everything you just said I agree with, and I think that stems from coaching. But you got your panties all in a bunch. Like, I came in here and said this team is on its way to win a Super Bowl.
No,
and you need to be better than that.
Well, you
know what I said.
Right, so
this has the ingredients to be.
I'll challenge it.
But you can't.
I did challenge it.
They're 3-0.
I know.
And what we've seen with Kyle Shanahan, and I'm doing it. Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh are doing a hell of a job through 3 weeks overcoming who's not available. And what you just stated, my friend, stems from great coaching, and that's all. Is it pretty? Did I say they're going undefeated? No. But I'd let you get away with this stuff too damn much. And today, I'm putting the stop sign.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm putting a stop sign.
You're stopping anything, Goo.
Yeah, I'm stopping you.
You're stopping anything.
I'm stopping you.
Don't do this,
yeah,
Goo.
I'm doing it.
Goo, do you want me to
do it every day? I didn't say they're going to win the Super Bowl, so say that. I didn't tell you that you were mad because I'm excited. Whatever you had go on the last 2 days, you came in here in a pissy mood trying to take it out on me, and it ain't happening. Like, I got to apologize because I'm excited about coaching on both sides of the ball from the offensive and defensive coordinator. I got to apologize. Like I said, they're winning the Super Bowl. You need to be better than that. That's not what I said, and quit playing with my words.
What you said, Goo.
I know what I said. I didn't ask
no, you
what I
know.
Said. I know what I said. I'm a grown-ass man. I know what I said. Okay. Quit playing with me.
Hey, Goo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You said after three games that Kyle Shanahan is the greatest coaching job in the Bay Area, in the history of the Bay Area.
It had the ingredients of one of the greatest. Stop.
Hit the pipe.
You hit the pipe. Oh, wet blanket ass.
Just do me a favor. Think about what you're saying.
Watch the game. You do that. I'll do that and you watch the game.
All right, Goose. Just relax.
Quit playing with me, Stoney. I'm serious.
Goo.
Quit playing with me.
Hey, Goo.
The jig is up.
Goo.
Quit playing with me.
Goo.
Quit playing with me, man.
Goo.
You talk to, you know how to, you talk to Evan.
Kyle
hadn't done a good job thus far coaching?
Well, if that's what you would have said the first time,
no,
I would have agreed
with you. No,
it's
what I'm saying now.
No, you wanted to make something crazy after
whatever.
Three games. Let's go to Hal in Oakdale.
You just used me to have a take because you ain't got one.
Just think about what you're saying next
time. That's over with, pal.
Think about what you're saying next
time. Yeah, have a take, Stoney.
Let's go, Hal. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. Love your show. Love the energy this morning.
No, you don't.
I do. And, Stoney, usually you're the voice of reason on the show. You have logical points, but I got to go with Goo here this morning. You are not giving the flowers where the flowers are due, my friend. I mean, look, if you're a basketball guy, I'm a basketball guy too. If the Warriors were to go like 20-4 in the first quarter of their season without Stephen Curry, would you give Steve Kerr credit?
Yes, absolutely. And let me tell you what I had here. I was like, this is another indicator. Here's what I have written down. This is another indication to my way of thinking of why Kyle Shanahan is a great coach. That's what I had on my notebook. The only thing I objected to is, we're in the midst of seeing the greatest coaching job in Bay Area history. That's you guys know, that I take things literally. So there you go. My bad. So what else, Hal? What else you got?
Fair enough. If this continues, I mean, you're missing your top five quarterback. You're missing Hall of Fame tight end. You just got your kicker in the door. To Guru's point, if they continue to be successful, when would you say this is the greatest Because, I mean, with what they've got, they've done some pretty impressive stuff so far. I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you, fellas.
I mean, I don't think we know that till the end of the year. What do you think, Goo?
I'm just, all we can go on is through three games. And, I mean, it was abundantly clear to everybody with how many guys they drafted and were counting on the defensive end thus far. Has it been pretty? Has there been blown coverages on the defensive side of the ball? Yes. But every time with their back against the wall, Seattle, last week against New Orleans, and especially yesterday, man, you just see them come up. They make plays, led by Warner with no Bosa. So that's why I'm sitting in here. It's always about the players, right? But I cannot ignore the common theme that Kyle and Robert Saleh, Snoddy, I'm giving them both the flowers right now through 3 weeks. They're in the right spots for most of the time. You're down, you get a safety. You're fourth and two, your gun's blazing, you're going up top. I mean, Kyle Shanahan was putting himself in harm's way in regard to Monday morning quarterbacks, but he didn't care, and they got it done. And that's why I came in today like, Steiny, nothing compares to this in the past in regard to seasons. And why I'm so strong on that is, I mean, when does it stop? You lose Bosa, you know, you find out Jennings is not playing. And every team has a story. It's football, I get it. But I'm not going to sit here and ignore what the Niners are facing. And normally I'd be like, oh, yeah, that wasn't the best win. It wasn't the prettiest win. But they got it done. They live another week undefeated. You're 2-0 in the division. And that's all I was telling you.
The other thing is, and if you want to really know what I think, 3-0 is great, obviously. It's as good as you could have hoped for. But I said this before the season, and we're 3 weeks in, and I kind of still feel it. I think it's going to be hard to get a read on how good the Niners are this year. I really do. I mean, especially through the first three games. Yes, they're 3-0. They've won 3 one-score games. Sure, they could be 1-2, 2-1, or 3-0. They're 3-0.
That's the most important part.
Yeah, it is the most important part, but it's not. It doesn't make me automatically say that this is a great team and that this is the team that everybody's got to see caught in the NFC.
And I didn't say any of that. Like, they could be 0-3 if you want to keep it real.
Let's go to Ann in San Francisco. What's up, Ann?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Guru, I just had to tell you, Goo, I am more than happy to commend you for standing up for yourself right then. I know that had to be hard. I listen every day. In my barbershop sometimes, they won't let me keep you guys on YouTube because a lot of people don't like Steiny's narratives, how he comes. So for you to stand up for yourself for once, that was just beyond tremendous. And I know it was probably hard, but that was a great take. I definitely think the past three games is great coaching. What else could you look to or debate towards the team doing what they're doing? So that was it. I had to say that. And I don't know, Steiny, I don't know why you work for the flagship if you hate the Warriors, you hate the Niners. You never have anything positive to say about any team for the Bay. It seems like, I don't know why you would work for the station.
Well, it's because I try to give you a different perspective, and appreciate the call. Let's go to Tony at Pacifica. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? How you doing?
Hey. Yeah,
first of all, the flagship, this was a Raider station, if you want to talk about flagship stations, right? So, and I don't think Shanahan's doing that great of a job. So, but, you know, I guess they're doing 3-0 is all right. But obviously, to me, Mike Jones is the difference. So,
just
I don't think Purdy would be doing the job that Mac Jones is doing.
You think they would have lost the game with Brock Purdy at quarterback?
Oh yeah, definitely. Come on, dude. It's night and day. You can't see the difference?
No. What I'm saying is, do they lose any of those games with Brock Purdy?
Yeah, absolutely they do.
Ah, I don't know about that.
I do.
All right. Appreciate it, Tony.
That's my opinion.
No, I appreciate it. Go ahead.
My opinion is that he's a better quarterback, obviously. I mean, I don't know how no one can determine that he's not. How is he not better?
Well,
anyway,
come on now.
Come on now, what? He won a championship. What'd Purdy ever win?
A championship? Oh, you're going to college on me.
All right, I got you, Tony. Thanks for the call. I mean, if you think Mac Jones is better than Purdy, you can think Mac Jones is better than Purdy. I think Purdy's better than Mac Jones, although Mac Jones threw 80 passes in the last two games, which is pretty amazing.
And threw interception that I thought cost him the game. That's how I watched, Donnie. 5 minutes left, I'm like, oops. And defense had his back. He got the ball again and did his best work. And to play the game, too, there's so many you didn't ask. But I'll share it. That screen on that last drive to McCaffrey to get in field goal position was that was just Kyle in his bag again.
Nick's in Berkeley. What's up, Nick? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I love the passion, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything in life just can't be the same because then we'd all be bored to death, man. You know what I'm saying? And Stanley, I don't care who you root for. I like your views, man. Everything ain't always what, you know, you have a certain view. Goo, you know, I love you guys, man. You guys are fam. You know, I love you the way you guys go back and forth. You're like the odd couple. But let me tell you something, man. Look, here's the deal. Robert Sala and my boy Winters, with a little teapot, a little stout. Man, we're clowning out there on defense, bro. Even though we lost Caps, we got big hogs coming off the bench, man. Some players have stepped up. Matt Jones out there playing with a ripped jersey. Did he change his jersey at halftime? No, he wasn't going out there with a new jersey because it got ripped. Matt Jones was doing it. And he threw the ball away a lot of times because there was nothing open. And he didn't try to force something down in there with triple coverage or double teams and try to, you know, because he already threw one. So he just let him go out of bounds. It was beautiful. But you know what I'm saying? The line, and like, he's not the most evasive guy. You know what I'm saying? So our line, you know, like on some plays, our line just like, they weren't there. They disappeared sometimes. And I don't know if it was the play calls or whatever, but you know, we're always heckling the team for what they do wrong and everything. But let me tell you something, man. Those few little plays Shanahan called in the last drive when he went straight down the seam, the 5-yard little hitters like Bill Walsh used to do, dink and dunk. Man, that opened up the outside for us on some of those swing passes. And I love the way Shanahan is starting to throw the ball into the flat. You know, he's just getting rid of it. And Mac Jones, man, he was firing the ball around. He ain't no check down quarterback, man. He's firing that thing around. And as far as I'm concerned, man, he got some more. You know, Purdy throws it one way. He throws it up there. You know what I mean? He got touch. But, you know, cats can run under touch passes. And even though Mac is a little wild, he's a gunslinger, man, as we all know. We can see that. So, man, as long as they play complimentary football and keep – we're a defensive team. If it wasn't for Salah, we'd be 0-3. That's my point. That's what I'm saying, y'all. We'd be 0-3. Yeah, what y'all think about that?
Appreciate the call, Nick.
He's doing a hell of a job.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners win yesterday 16-15. Game-winning field goal, Pinero. What'd you think of that game, 49er fans? Mac Jones threw an interception with 5 minutes left. 49ers got a hold. Arizona punted down to the 2, and then the Pooney penalty in the end zone with just over 3 minutes to go. That man, they got away with one there, the Niners.
Hey, and then on top of that, you thought you had Arizona for a safety. I don't know if you saw that, Stani, where they tackled Kyler Murray, what looked like to be in the end zone, but half of his body or the ball and arm was out of the end zone. You get them to punt the ball, but then you go get a safety And I'll say this, if we could talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, why is Sky Moore fair catching a punt inside the 5-yard line, Stoney, for that safety to happen? But you came out with a win, and Mac Jones, I don't care what, you know, it wasn't pretty, but this team is not pretty. It's growing and is getting what everybody, 31 other teams are trying to do Thursday, Monday through Sunday, Stoney, and get a win. They got 3 of them.
Let's go to Niner Romo in Concord. What's up, Niner Romo? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing, fellas? I like the energy this morning. I love when you two mix it up. I love your energy, Goo, but I got to be with Simons on this. It's been a very good coaching job, but we got to see where this thing goes. Can we do it against a team like the Ravens? Can we do it against a team like the Eagles? I know they're not on our schedule, but those are the teams that I'd like to see us win down the stretch against. It's a great season so far. I'm excited about everything I've seen. Yesterday, though, a couple catches Arizona makes, and maybe we don't win that game. But we're finding ways to win games that we would have lost last year, as mentioned earlier. I'm super excited, and I think Shanahan is learning a lot how to win these games down the stretch, which he didn't do in the last Super Bowl, in the Super Bowl in 19, and the game against the Rams and the NFC Championship. So maybe that comes into play later down in the season. Who knows? But I think, Simon, you're spot on with, we got to see this thing play out before we could say the greatest coaching job. And I think you guys meet somewhere in the middle on that thing and get back to having a great show.
I mean, the thing that hit me about this game yesterday was, to me, it was like the Rams game last year. It's like if DeMarcado catches that ball in the flat, they score a touchdown.
What about Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Well, that's, I mean, he, yeah.
My God.
You know, if DeMarcado catches that, he scores. But last year, if Ronnie Bell catches his ball that's right in his hands, the 49ers win that game. So they made the plays down the stretch, and the Cardinals, they didn't. It's pretty simple. The Cardinals' clock management down the stretch was awful.
And that's been the theme. You didn't ask, Donnie, but that's been the theme through 3 games. And we've talked about it and said it at different times. This team's winning games last year they would have lost. You got the players even saying that. And it's obvious to anybody that's watching them. You know, what's changed? Some personnel, you could say some luck, but you make your own luck. But the fact that Fred Warner on a big third down can't get to Kyler Murray, and then he goes Mutombo and bats the ball down, that's what leaders do. And he's playing his ass off. And again, my premise is this is 3 games. I can't give anybody an award. I'm just telling you how I feel with what they're enduring as far as injuries and what's not out there. You know, if this Bosa news comes down, Steiny, and he's out a few weeks, you know, again, they control what it looks like. But I would be, like, panicked. But I don't know if I'm panicked now just because other guys are just stepping up, filling holes, and making plays.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers win 16-15 yesterday, and they're now 3-0. Jacksonville next week. But let's talk about this one from yesterday. 49ers. Game-winning drive, second time this year. And I'm hard-pressed to remember a game-winning drive all last year, quite frankly. Let's go to Richie Rich in Livermore. What's up, Richie Rich? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? First of all, that caller a few callers ago, Tony, go back to the circus, man. You're a clown, okay? Because there's no way that Mac Jones is better than Purdy. Second of all, Kyle Shanahan's coaching his ass off. And, Goo, I'm with you, baby. I hate to rain on the parade, Ray Ratto. I mean, Steiny. But, dude, they have been in the blue tent every single damn game. And they're figuring a way to still win ball games, okay? No quarterback. You won't have your tight end. Now you lose Bosa, but you still put it together. Last year, we are 0-3 easily. We do not finish these games. And what is that? That's coaching, man. They're coaching these youngsters, these rookies combined, and they're playing their ass off, and it's showing. You know what I mean? And this is great to look at because, you know, although Bosa's down, I hope it's not long term. We're getting some dogs back now, right? You're getting Robinson back. You're going to hopefully get Kittle back within 2 to 3 weeks. And if you're doing this right now and you're winning these grit and grindy games, it's only going to get better, man. I think the coaching's amazing. And yeah, Guru's right. They're off. He is off to an amazing start for what flowers he's given right now. So hats off. Come on, Steiny, give him some love, man. Don't be such a Debbie Downer, dog. Guru.
Wait, no, I got you. I appreciate it. I got you.
Appreciate it. Nobody's saying he's not doing a good coaching job.
Then why did that set you off?
Because you said he was doing the greatest coaching job in Bay Area history.
All right, Stein,
like, I don't like hyperbole.
But it's 12 quarters.
Exactly. So why would you say it? Like,
why did you take
it? I don't know.
Because through three games, he's knocking it out the park.
Let's not do it. Let's not do it.
No, we've done it. We're dancing. Let's dance.
No, I don't want to dance. No, you know
can't dance because you
we're almost over.
No, it don't matter. If we doing 4 hours like that, we're finished. The hell are you talking about? It's almost over. I'm enthusiastic at the coaching job they've done. Just say, "Goo, I get it."
If you would have said that, I would have agreed with you.
But you don't disagree.
I disagree that after three games, anybody who's watched sports for their whole life could make a stupid-ass statement like it's one of the greatest coaching jobs in the history of the Bay Area after three games.
That's who I am.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
I said it had. You don't have to apologize because you don't mean it. But it had the ingredients. Through three games, give Kyle and Robert Saleh their credit.
Just pretend you said something else.
What does that do to you? Does that bother you, giving credit to Kyle and Robert Saleh?
No, it doesn't.
Get in the game. Nobody's saying, how can it be the best job, idiot, through three games?
I don't know. You said it.
And I called you an idiot.
You said it, not me, Goo.
But why take it like a dumbass? It's through three games. And every caller is seeing, they're talking about what we're talking about. But you got to go take it somewhere stupid. It's not a definitive statement because we're only three games in. That's on you. That's on you to take it that way because you're a sourpuss.
So when you say that Kyle Shanahan threw three games.
And Robert Saleh. Say what I said.
No,
I said both of them.
Well, you actually
I
didn't.
Said Robert Saleh and Kyle Steine. Oh. Damn. I know you got your little shtick. It's not working today, man. Yeah, I didn't come in. How
not.
Can something be done if we ain't seen the whole movie? I said through 3 weeks he's coaching his ass off. They're coaching their ass off, and everybody knows it. But you, that offends you because I'm excited about the coaching job with the injuries and everything they've had to endure on the fly. That bothers you because I'm saying it's the best job ever in sports. That's how you cripple me, man.
Do you think?
Because I didn't say that.
Do you want to leave today or should I leave today?
You've left a show before. I've never took my ball and got home. You've gone home before.
Right, I'm probably
going to
roll.
So you've done it one again.
I'm probably going to roll.
No backbone.
I'm probably going to roll.
Where you going?
I'll probably go home.
That's
I don't
just
need this
weak.
Crap.
That is weak.
Well, you can say it. Yeah. I mean,
you've gone home before.
Okay.
You've gone home before.
Like, I just don't want to be.
Yeah, you've gone home before.
All right.
Yeah. Let's not forget that.
All righty. Let's see. I got to read here. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.